Hi, this is the Florida Go to God First Fellowship, and it is 7:11 on April the 13th on a Monday. And this is being disciplined because there's three people plus whatever laborers that God's going to bring to us, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to be praying for them or speaking in tongues for them. And I was walking today, and I was listening to a couple of the teachings. And one was, are you limiting God? Obviously, God gave that to Lawrence. And are you limiting? You know, and when I say teachings, sharings, teachings, and what came to me was that when I first came on here, I had heard somewhere from some of you guys, maybe it was Lawrence, that people were saying that we speaking by the Spirit of God, the comforter that we have, we're not quoting scripture. And I thought, this is like a mini, powerful mental living class. Cause if you remember, that was nothing. It was scripture, great foundation. Don't get me wrong. And it got you speaking in tongues, which is fantastic because that's been stolen from the church. But what was the next thing stolen? And I'm sure Dr. Warwell, saw signs and miracles and wonders and these healings and things like that. But was it like what's going on now or like the first century church? That's how we want to be. We want to be like the first century church. Sweetheart, it's not recording. So anyway, she's sneaking it over the side from the back. Well, she's going to go next. But anyway, I was thinking, you know, it's not like just like when Martin Luther nailed the 95 theses to the door of the church of wherever he did it, against the Holy Roman Empire or the church, whatever they call it, cookies. And so when he did that, God was showing him, you know, that it was by grace and that we were righteous. I believe that's what it was about. That when he nailed that there, because it wasn't by works. So that was a huge leap forward. And so same with the class that we all took, the powerful mental living. That was a huge leap forward. I mean, over time it evolved into works and name tags and handing out little green cards and going wow over the world. I'm a wow ambassador. Look at me. And don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. All that's great. But if you're, and moving the word, but it ended up becoming, it rolled into a religion. And that's what we want to be careful about. We want to be careful about it not rolling into one. And as we're being led by our Father, led by the Spirit of God, to practice these things, that's the reason I'm on here. Supposed to be on here 7, it's 7:15 or 7:11 when I got on. Being disciplined and obedient is important. And practicing is important. These are important things. And the more you do it, the confessions. Speaking in tongues much. Honoring our Father God. You know, and I heard, I think, I'm pretty sure it was Lawrence, it was one of his sharings with the, when we were doing the regular Thursday fellowship, and he's like, he said, oh, here he goes, honoring God again. He's talking about honoring God. Well, and God never withholds anything from us. We're the one that withholds stuff from God doing it from us. You know, we're the one that doesn't by free will allow our Heavenly Father to work in us to will and do of His good pleasure by not being obedient, by not being disciplined, by not listening, you know, by not following what the Word says. It says, keep thy heart with all diligence for out of the issues of life. So if you don't follow what's being spoken by the Spirit of God from the man of God, then what results are you going to get? Well, you'll get the results that I've been getting for a long time. And, you know, you can float around like that. And the adversary is happy to have you, have me float around like that. Because guess what? You know, nobody's getting healed. There's no labors coming. There's, you know, I'm robotically honoring God or abundant sharing or tithing, whatever you want to call it. You know, robotically doing that. I'm speaking in tongues here and there, not like now, but I'm talking in the past. So the adversary, the God of this world, he's happy to have you just be like that. Still wants to kill you. Still wants to destroy and, you know, come and destroy everything in your life. Absolutely. But he's happy to leave you like that as long as you're not making great moves in your life and great strides and growth and striving to growth to grow. So it's work out your salvation. Okay, it doesn't mean now we've got salvation. It doesn't mean work. You got to work for salvation. You just it's letting God, by your own free will, work in you to will and do it His good pleasure. Okay, now what is that? That is the things that we're being taught on this group. So, I mean, I hate even the word fellowship at this point. You know, because it's like everything I was taught, then I got into robotic mode. And this is just me now. I'm sharing, and because I really dislike religion. I mean, I can't tell you, you know, how much, but it's easily get trapped into or to get to put yourself in, you know, by doing things automatically like me, tithing or sharing, you know, just on a robotic state, you know. Like a robot, no heart behind it. Now, I know God knows all of our hearts. So, however we're doing it, He knows what's going on. So He is always looking. And that's something else that Lawrence was saying. You know, people say it's in the Old Testament and then, you know, everything in the old is in the new. Okay, it's just expounded upon and greater. And everything in the old still holds true. Obviously, we're not sacrificing pigeons and bulls and doves and things like that. Peter would have a heart attack. We're not doing that. But, you know, what was that for? That was to teaching them obedience. You know, and did God ever want any of those sacrifices? You know, He had to have growth and to bring them up after the fall. Okay? And if you'll remember after the fall, Cain and Abel, Cain brought the first fruits from the ground, which were cursed. Now he knew that. Okay? Well, why did he do it? I don't know the reason, but he did it. Abel brought a blood sacrifice, which was a type of Christ, which was going to complete us, which we are now complete in Christ. So we just got to work out your salvation. Walk into the completeness. By confessing your completeness, I am complete. I went for a ride today and, you know, in my helmet, I was saying, you know, I am this, I am that, I am this, I am that. Speaking in tongues all the way. You know, and not given the spirit of fear, although, you know, on that bike, because I haven't ridden in 21 years, because Gabrielle's 21, you know, that a little bit of that could creep in. Well, I say no. I'm not given the spirit of fear. Power, love, and a sound mind. So I confess it. I say, you're protecting me. You're guarding me. Teach me to ride this thing, Father. That's what I say. Teach me to ride it. Bring him into every area of your life, okay? Every area of my life I'm bringing him into. And having him, lack of a better word, like Danny always says, reckon the old man dead. He's right on the word of God says. The old man's dead. Well, again, some of us are slower than others. So, you know, what I need to do is let God show me how to, or show me the areas that I need still to reckon it dead. So as like the writing, for example, you know, I'm just practicing, going around the neighborhood, like about 12 miles, 14 miles, and come back in and then head off to work. But it's a nice ride. It's peace like a river. And I'm speaking in tongues the whole way and also confessing and talking to God on the way and him teaching me how to smoothly ride this bike, you know, nice and easy, you know, to where, cause I haven't ridden, like I said, I haven't ridden in 21 years, but here, the thing is that you have to have free will. And Bullinger is a great example. I don't know if you guys know, if you know E.W. Bullinger, probably a lot of you do. Wonderful man of God. Tremendous education. Tremendous knowledge of God's word. Researcher of God's word. How many miracles did he see? You know, how many, deliverances did he see? I mean, I don't know. Okay, now we know George Mueller, you know, on the other hand, you know, from his records, we know the record of him. God was definitely working with him. Not that he wouldn't work with Bullinger. He's worked with everybody. God works with what you allow him to work with, your free will. Mueller would always go to God. He'd never ask anybody for any money. He wasn't begging, you know, going to a gala or a dinner and begging for the orphans. I just watched a great movie called, I don't know if Brenda watched or not, 1951. I love sports. So I was watching Angels in the Outfield, you know, and so this little girl, she was an orphan and she was in a home for orphans and she would see angels in the outfield. The Pittsburgh Pirates were playing. It's a movie, obviously, but I'm just saying, you know, and then they brought in at the end of the baseball commissioner came, and it was a Christian minister, a rabbi, and then a Catholic guy, which is Christian. So anyway, they all three of them, and the rabbi was the best because he was quoting the Old Testament about angels encamped around. You know, do they not do that today? Of course they do. They led them out of the wilderness. Well, of course they did that. And of course they could do that today. Our Father God, you know, it says we can do all things through Christ. Okay. I can do all things. Okay. We're victorious in every situation in our lives. So those are just some of the things I was thinking about. And the honoring God, do we really think that God needs our money? Do we really think that he needs any money at all? It's his money anyway. Okay, and the only thing we're doing is the Levites were priests. I'm not sure how much work they did, but I know they didn't do a lot of work. They ministered, but I don't know if they like were doing labor or like a regular, quote, a regular job, you know. Okay, so we have the man of God, okay. He's like a Levite priest, a Levite, okay. God's placed him there. And that's, you know, I'm not saying he's a Levite priest, but God's placed him there. And so honoring God, call it what you want, works all the time because it works with God knowing your heart. And even it works for saint and sinner. It works for, you know, it says to be wise as serpents, as harmless as doves. It works for people who don't even love God. People who don't even give a rat's rear end about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It works for them because it's a law. Whatever you sow is what you reap. So all these people and companies and countries, like this country and other countries, that give, the reason they continue to be prosperous is because they give out. Okay. Now, do they take? Yeah, of course they do. They take taxes and things like that. But they also give. They give into other countries. They give to Honduras. We give to Israel, El Salvador, Colombia, Egypt, so they won't fight the Israelis. I mean, we give so much money, it's unbelievable. You know? So, there's a, you know, our Father sees that. And he's not a respecter of persons or countries, okay? And so he sees that, and he does it. Other countries that are not, they're in this situation because they are not, honoring God or sharing. Now, people in those countries that are doing it, again, God is not a respecter of persons. So he is protecting them, watching over them, guarding them. Okay? Free will. And Brandon uses free will on me all the time. She always brings up, you got free will. And I'm like, okay, all right, slow it down. So our Father is always working in us. But it's about your free will. It's about growth. We also have the hope of the return of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, which, right now, Ethel and her mom, and thank God Ethel knows it and her mom knows it, they're hanging on to that. They know that they're going to see her brother or brothers again. I mean, what a joyous and great time that'll be. And same with Brenda. Brenda just lost her oldest brother about a week ago, right? Yeah, about a week ago. And that hurt her heart a lot. But she knows she has the hope of the return of Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. So we hang on to that. So these things we're practicing. And see, in order for God to be the God of all comfort, he has to comfort us over any loss, anything that the adversary throws at you. Because he'd be a liar otherwise, because he says he's the God of all comfort. In order to be the God of all comfort, he has to comfort you over all and anything the God of this world can throw at you, okay? And if you remember the record in Job, everything got doubled, absolutely everything, except for his children, okay? He got a new set of children, but the ones that got murdered or killed by the adversary in the first part, he's going to see them at the resurrection of the just and the unjust, okay? So, and that was fear that brought that on, because the thing that I have feared has greatly come upon me in Job 3:16, I think it is, or 3:8, I forget where it is. But see, it's all about, our free will. How are we going to approach our Father? Are we going to put him first, or are we going to put other things first? And that's what my Father's been teaching me. And as I'm walking through this, like I took Rosita out for a walk, and Brenda was gone already, and so I took her for a walk and listened to two teachings, and these are some of the things that I was thinking about. And then later on, I got a call from Miss Brenda, and she had found a bunch of cats, which I had been telling both her and her sister that the cats and the chickens are about ready to have babies, and I was right on the money. Didn't take a rocket scientist to know what was going to happen. But anyway, so now we got two little babies over here, because when I called her, I said, she had them, and I knew she wasn't going to just abandon them, because I wouldn't do that either. So we got them over here. She's bottle feeding them, Well, we're imitators of our Father. So what would our Father do to little ones? Okay. He wants us to be good stewards too. These animals he's given us. Now, it doesn't mean you have 97 cats. Okay. I mean, I don't plan on having these two unless one of them catches my eye. Then I'll have Mia. But right now, the other cat's, not very happy because she's got invaded by two little baby cats. They're what, 5 days old?
A couple weeks old,
because they got their eyes open. She knows way more about cats. She knows all about cats. Anyway, she's bottle feeding them. But anyway, and she's got that heart, that's just going to be tender and take care of things. So anyway, so my Father was teaching me, not about that, but as we were walking, I was listening to what the teaching was saying, or what the sharing. And they're actually teachings, and they're actually sharings and teachings, okay? Because what I'm getting from God through Lawrence to us, to me anyway, is an absolute teaching. And it's filled with the Word of God, filled. Because first off, it's coming from our Father, it's got God's Word, And then he's got scripture he's quoting, which is already written down, that you can go look up. Luke 9, Matthew 10, I forget which one it was, but, you know, where he drove my father's house, a house of prayer. You know, the Eculo thing, where he throws out the laborers. And so, you know, God's going to be doing a mighty thing here. You know, I'm not going to be like, and again, I don't know about Bullinger. I know he's a great researcher. I know he knew a lot of the word. I mean, I got tons of his books. Okay. Figures of speech, his numbers and scriptures are wonderful. But I just wonder how, because I never hear anything about what he witnessed, what he saw, what acts did he do in his life? Not that we measure that as a man or woman on what we do, because we're not doing nothing except for activating the power of our heavenly Holy Father, okay? Because we have God in Christ in us. And they have the adversary known he would not have crucified Christ. So we are. And we can if we want. You cannot if you want to, because it's your free will. And again, this is the most challenging time of my entire life, reference walking like this. And it'd be so easy just to go back to that old routine of just believing God, going along. The adversary would love to have me there, but he knows I'm dangerous this way. Okay, I'm really dangerous because I am Christ walking on earth. That's what the Word of God says. Okay, because had he known, he would not have crucified. He'd rather have Jesus Christ walking by himself. So that's how you got to think. It's Christ in van, and van's a Christ walking wherever I'm at. I'm on holy ground. I'm standing on holy ground, operating the Spirit of God, ministering to people who either... And I'm not speaking to everybody anymore. I used to speak to a lot of people. I'm only speaking if God works in me to speak to them. I ran into a lady today at work, something with her knees. I told her about Brenda's sister, you know, and the knee replacement that she had. Well, you know, I could tell she wasn't going to receive what I was going to say. Nothing against her. It just... I'm learning how to listen and trust, and not that I would be wasting my breath, but it wouldn't be received. It would just be one ear and out the other. You know, that was my, you know, impression of, you know, if I was going to share that, you know, God can heal you, you know, they're praying for you, because I've done it with her many times. And, she's been healed a couple times of different things that we prayed about, but this little situation, it just is not there, you know, so I just don't move forward with it. So instead of moving on my own works, I'm learning what I, you know, practicing what I first learned, cease from my works, own works, and I can do nothing of myself. Like Lawrence was saying, he says he feels like a new believer, you know, like he's learning new stuff. Like Vinny, he was saying, and I forget who did the sharing on it, but I know it was a corner kick, and I know, we call it soccer here. It's obviously it's football around the whole rest of the world. It's soccer over here. But anyway, when you kick from the corner, just so everybody knows, and I know everybody in Europe knows, everybody watch soccer, you're kicking from the corner. You have a goal that juts out. It comes out about 3 or 4 feet. Okay? So you can't just kick from the corner. If you kick straight, you go right into the net. The ball has, you kick it, and then the ball has to curve around. And Lawrence was talking about, you know, out of the mouth of babes. And I guess Vinny was saying that he sees the ball going in the goal. Well, you have to imagine that. So I'm going to take that practice on of that imagination. God's given us an imagination for things to work out good for us. We can use it. It can be used for bad, too. And it's, you can see it all over the world. But that ball had to be kicked at an angle, and it had to be kicked at a certain angle so it gets a certain spin on it. And that ball spins, and then it goes, and then it spins, and it curves, like we would say in a baseball, a curve ball. And then it curves right into the goal, because you can't kick it straight from the corner. and it goes in. It don't work that way. You know, it's physics, but it has to be done right. So apparently he's done a couple of those like that. Okay. And he's young, and it says for us to believe as children, you know, to believe like that, to have the faith of a child, you know, to go back and have that. So those are areas, all these things I got in my head of how God should do this, or how he should do this, or how I should do it, or how it should be done, is bullcrap. You know, my father's leading me. He's going to lead me. He's going to guide me. He's going to direct me. That's what I'm going for. Growth, growth, growth. Speak in tongues like a house on fire. Honor God. Connect, which is huge, just like energizing yourself. On top of energizing yourself, because you're getting words from God, you're getting solid information on your life, no matter what it is. You know, no matter what the situation, the connects I have, if any of y'all ever listen to our connects, it would be like, holy crap, you know, that's a connect? Yeah, that's a connect. You know, because I'm getting words, you know, and I come on there, and I'm not necessarily coming on there all peaceful either. You know, and he has got God has placed all of us in the right position. He's got the job as the man of God, not any better than us, but he's the man of God of the area. And we all have our perfect spots where we are placed in the body of Christ. The exact spot. Amber's got hers. Becca's got hers. Marie Carol's got hers. Kim's got hers. Lawrence couldn't do anything without Kim. There's no way. Okay, so without her, this whole thing would fall apart, you know, because Ephesians 5 is a reference to marriage, you know, and if you read it close, it tells you exactly what to do, and it makes no mistake on the roles. I mean, it's very, very clear, you know. For men, you know, if you want to have a peaceful marriage or a peaceful life, you better lead, and you better be loving as Christ loved the church to your wife. You know, and as wives, there's a thing in there that says to respect or reverence your husband. You know, and you know, it's nice to hear that Brenda loves me. That's great. Well, the respect part is the key. And God knew that. He specifically placed that there for the wives, because he knew the wives would love the husbands. And he put the husbands to love because he knew the husbands would respect the wives. But he put it there to love because we're like cavemen. You go capture your wife, and you bring her back to the cave, and then all the romance goes out the window. No, you're supposed to be romantic and do those things, or however it is. I didn't mean it to go this way, but this is from the Word of God. This is from the mouth of God. God leading me and directing me in this. And so, you know, again, it's growth in every area. There's no area that's left in our lives. We are to live the more than abundant life. I am come that you might have life. People would be happy just with life, let alone the more than abundant life. Okay? So we are to have the more than abundant life. And I'm going for the gusto. I'm going for the gold. Okay? And I'm not stopping till my last breath. I'm not giving up. You know, we have free will. And if you see things in nature, you know, you pull up a plant and a seed drops down. That seed will grow back up. That's in nature. It's fighting to live. You know, same thing with anything. Nature that God's designed is fighting to live. You know, it just doesn't die right away. It fights to live. So we are the highest thing he has created. We're to have dominion. So our free will should be always towards our Heavenly Father. Because this whole earth is created for us. Man, the earth was created for man. And man's to have dominion over it. Okay? So that's going to be my sharing for tonight. I love you, Miss Branda. You're up next. And so love you guys. And here is Miss Branda.
Well, God bless everybody. We definitely need to be blessed every day, every night, every minute, every second, every hour of every day. I guess I wanted to talk about, I was listening to Dan, and he was talking about, you know, we don't talk about scripture and things like that, but, you know, I do. You know, one of my favorite scriptures is, for as the rain comes down and waters the earth and makes the corn and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing which I sent it. Another one is, the bolt to my gate shall be iron and bronze, and my strength shall equal your days. There's no one like the God of Jeshurun, who comes riding in on the heavens to help us and on the clouds from his majesty. The eternal God is our refuge, and underneath are his everlasting arms, and he will drive out the enemy before us, saying, destroy him. You know, and there is nothing wrong with memorizing scripture. You know, our pastor, Laura, he had told us on his many, many trips to India that the people there are illiterate. They don't even know how to read. But they do know how to pray, and they do know how to have a one-on-one relationship with our Father. You know, I remember when I was a young girl, them always saying, you know, ask Jesus into your heart. And I used to always wonder about that. Like, okay, why would I ask Jesus into my heart? Like the organ, my heart. You know, when I got older, I did realize exactly what they meant. But as a younger child, it was confusing. You know, the thing about God is sometimes he may feel very, very far away. And we may pray and pray and pray, and we have to just wait for an answer. Sometimes it comes very fast, and sometimes it goes very slow. Does it mean that God doesn't listen or hear our prayers? Of course he does. But, you know, we just have to keep all of that in mind, that, you know, number one, God is a good, good God. There is no evil in God. He doesn't give his children bad things, because that is not the God that we serve. The God of this world, now, on the other hand, he does everything that he can to destroy us, to make us hate God, to make us turn our backs on God. To turn our back, he can sow discord among our family, to where sometimes we don't even talk to each other anymore. My brother, I hadn't spoke with him in a while, and when my niece called me and told me that he had passed away, I knew that he had not been in good shape. And she had told me that he simply did not want people visiting him and seeing him that way. And, you know, my older sister, she got offended by that. she said that we should have been allowed to see him. And I said, well, I don't believe you should go against anybody's wishes. You know, because really, who is it serving? Is it serving us or is it serving him? So, you know, he had asked us not to do that. And so I'm glad that I respected his wishes. He is, you know, he is definitely going to be missed. You know, one of one of our fellow believers, Ethel, she recently lost her brother. And, I know how hard that can be. I know how hard it is to lose family members. I know how hard it was to lose my parents. You know, I mean, there's so many times I want so badly to talk to my mom or talk to my dad and, you know, talk to them about things and listen for their sound advice. You know, my mom read a lot. She did not get into a lot of biblical discussions with us. And now my dad, on the other hand, he did. You know, he read scripture a lot, and we talked about a lot of things. That was great, because there were so many things. I asked the pastor one time. He had retired and he came back to fill in at our church. And I said, you know, it must be awesome to be your age and to have learned so much from God. And he said, I'm still learning. You know, I'll never stop learning. I'll never stop growing. And, that was really an eye opener for me, because I thought, we are never so smart that we can't learn something new. So we need to be mindful. We need to be prayed up. If God tells you to fast, fast. In the Bible, it talks about Jesus was telling the disciples, because they were like, well, we, you know, we tried to cast those demons out and everything, and it didn't work. And I think in the Bible it talked about, you know, you needed to pray and fast. So if God lays it upon your heart, then by all means, fast. You can fast in the morning. You can fast in the evening. You can, you know, There's different ways of fasting. And sometimes it's really good for you to fast or go on, you know, like all juices or nuts or something like that. You know, never disregard your health, by, you know, fasting. But, you know, God calls us to do a lot of different things. Mostly, and I would say the number one thing is to love your neighbor as yourself. Wow, is that hard? Because I don't even really know I don't know our neighbors very well. And, so those kind of things. I mean, we love our family. You know, I'm always tickled. My niece just came down and they came from Virginia Beach, and it was so much fun spending, you know, 3 or 4 days with them before they went to stayed on the beach. They wanted to do that for a few days before they left to go back to Virginia Beach. And, it was so good. It was so good to spend time with them and talk to them and, you know, just have great discussions with them about all different things. But those are, that is about all I wanted to share tonight. I will wait for my handsome and very attractive husband to come over and, you know, he always makes me feel so much better. Good night. God bless. You can never pray enough. You know, just, you know, that praying without ceasing, I thought, wow, how could you pray without ceasing? But when it comes to my mind, I do say prayers and I do thank God for all the things that he's given me. And I am so blessed because I have a roof over my head. I have a dry place to call home. Do I have tiny little kittens to take care of? Yes, I do. But, you know, I prayed over them, and I think God is going to give me the wisdom and the knowledge to take care of them. It's not like I have not done this before, but it's been a while. So hopefully everything will go well with these kittens. So good night and God bless.
And we will cut it off right here. Love
you guys. And we're sending it to you now. Love you.